As I was looking at the history of the land trusts and private land conservation movement in Canada, I'm familiar with a bunch of those pieces, but certainly came to know more of it as I dug in a bit further, and really seeing the shift from, in many cases, quite privileged people, hunting and service clubs and natural history organizations who had some ownership of important pieces of land, wetlands and other natural areas. And then seeing in the 60s and then a real flourishing in the 1990s of the land trust movement in Canada, learning from a really growing land trust movement in the United States and some of the foundations and trusts that were established in Britain. So bringing some of those concepts and applications and organizations to Canada, I certainly learned more about that in the process of this paper. So I appreciate that. In our current system, and it became apparent to us as we looked at the role and the connection between land trusts and Indigenous communities, that we're still seeing, I would say, few relationships or limited relationships between the land trust community and Indigenous governments and organizations. Excuse me. And we see some examples of where that is coming to the fore, and that is quite promising, and groups like the Nature Conservancy of Canada taking a strong interest in exploring this. But we see that many more local land trusts perhaps don't have the full and active relationship with the Indigenous communities of their area. And so they're not aligned with Indigenous priorities, such as cultural keystone species. And so we see that land trusts may perpetuate sort of a Western notion of conservation that exclude human uses and distances those relationships. I think what we can see in our research, in our conversations, and what we try to highlight in the paper is that there's a need to establish a more broader shift in the culture of conservation organizations and society at large, an understanding of the responsibilities and the opportunities, and how, at a practical level, what are some of those processes and lessons that we can learn, and what are the implications of the past history of private conservation? I think, as Larry highlighted, we need to look at the truth before we look at reconciliation. And this paper, in part, identifies some of those elements and points to initiatives internationally as well as across Turtle Island where we may see some possibilities and some progress in this regard.